Aloha everybody, this is the War Room Show and it is sponsored by thewarhq.co.uk. Why not go there now? And we will give you a wee coupon to give a little bit more money back in your pocket. The coupon code is POD21, that's POD21. And if you apply that, you'll get a little bit of a discount and get your minis in a wee bit cheaper. So why not pay thewarhq.co.uk a wee visit just now. Thank you guys, and on with the show. Hello everybody, Paul here at The War Room, sponsored by thewarhq.co.uk. If you haven't got the message yet, go and see them on their website. And what's going on in the bolt action world at the moment? Let's have a look and see. We've got next week, we have Cambridge Too Far, the biggest competition in the world in bolt action at the moment, run by Steve Tibbs and his merry and happy gang of workers, doing a really good job down there, expanding it from the 80 places of last year to 100 possible places. This year, it was all the tickets were bought last year. We had some no shows on the day. And again, all the tickets have been bought this year, bought within about an hour of them going on sale. So well done, very popular event. Then the week after that, we have the first of the British Bolt Action League tournaments. I'm involved with this, so very happy that Warlord Games got behind us. So many thanks, all of the guys at WLG. We also have prizes of a free entry to the Warlord GT in November at each of the British Bolt Action League games. So nice little prize to go there for, and get yourself a free ticket to go back to Warlord Games. British Bolt Action League, for the first game, is being hosted at Warlord Games. There's still a chance to get some of the few remaining tickets, and I believe that next week we go from early bird and we push the ticket prices up by a fiver. So get in there quick if you want a bargain. Bring your mates with you and contact us. You can buy those tickets on Warlord Games website. And then April the 6th looks to be the next competition I can see on the horizon, is Operation Africa at Black Dragon Games down in Hinckley. So guys, if you're looking for something, that would be an ideal competition there, April the 6th. We've also just passed had Clash at Kingston upon Hull, so hopefully that all went well. That was yesterday, Saturday the 2nd of March, and it would be nice to hear how everybody got on down at that particular event. I know they have run quite a few events down there in Hinckley, so hopefully they had a great time. And what's happening to me since Friday? Not an awful lot. I tell you what I did notice coming up was the guys at the Juggernaut podcast have got a new podcast out. So everybody run along and listen to that. See what the guys have got to say. Always an exciting podcast with Toff, Dan, Pete and all the rest. And I'll be listening to that today sometime. And we'll give them a little bit of feedback. They've got a Facebook page, and they're always looking for feedback, comments. They like to live on the edge of bolt action, I think it would be fair to say. Hopefully going to be seeing them at the British Bolt Action League, and I'll be working out how to steal one of their widgets off them. And if you don't know what that is, go and have a look at the podcast. I've also got a few podcasts. You can go and see my library of podcasts back on Podomatic. You should be able to get links from this particular show. So we're thinking about Cambridge Too Far. I am taking the Dutch. I've been thinking a little bit about the Dutch. We've got Adepticon coming up. I'm travelling across to Adepticon. Hopefully we'll be getting some interviews with people, and the lady in the dress will be on the War Room show. So something to look forward to, guys. But thinking about lists and things for Adepticon, I'm hoping, if I'm not too late, to get a last minute slot into the combat patrol for 50 points. as well. So after last year saying I was totally tired out and I wouldn't be going into all the competitions, so I'm possibly going in all the competitions yet again. But for Cambridge, we're taking the Dutch. 1,000 points. I'm going to run a twin platoon, and that's really just so that I can play two Landsberg armoured cars. We've got just two howitzers, medium howitzers, I think, regular off the top of my head. One's the free one, one's a bought one. We've got inexperienced squads. We've got at least four because I'm getting my free one. I've got this sniper. I might have twinned up the snipers because I quite like snipers, it has to be said. We've probably got the anti-tank rifle in there, perhaps got the mortar in there. So a kind of good all-round list. Don't think it's going to win. But again, I think we'll set our sights. If we got two out of three, I'd be very happy on the day. And you never know, the Dutch are surprising me because we chose the Dutch because we thought it would be the most difficult list to win with. And although I haven't won any competitions with it, it hasn't done badly. It's always been round about the two wins out of three. I think we got third in a doubles tournament with Brian playing his French at Guns Over the River Blythe, which was very good. Played the last game against the eventual winners, Ali and Ant from Scotland. We did a Scotland 1-2-3 down at Blythe. Hopefully we'll do it again next year. So I've been very pleased with the Dutch. They've performed pretty well, and maybe some of it's because I'm not expecting a lot from them. Of course it's because of my brilliant generalship, I don't think. But they've done pretty well, and I'm quite pleased with the Dutch in actual fact. Been an interesting experience playing with inexperienced troops. Starting to get used to it, but every time I make a list, I always kind of wince when I have to put inexperienced troops in. But they always do the business, they always come through. So, very pleased with them. I'm going to be taking the Dutch again to the US Nationals. Again, that's generic platoons. And I think it's 1,000 points. I haven't actually had a good look at the rules for them. So we'll run and we'll get, that'll probably be one of their final runs out, I think, at Depticon, and we'll see how they go. I'm playing doubles with my good friend Alan Rockwell from GC Minis over in America. Alan's coming up to Depticon. He doesn't really play very many tournaments, but he's very interested and active in bolt action. So we're going to play the doubles together. We've decided we're going to take British Airborne list. Both of us playing 1,200 points. No, it's not, it's 1,400 points. So 700 points of airborne each. We're going to be severely limited on anti-tank, I think. I'm playing 21st Airborne. So I've got the Super Stubborn, but I've got no access to vehicles of any kind except for a horse and cart, which I can't use to tow anything because I have no artillery and I can't use as transport. So I don't think I'll be taking that, but that's the only transport of any sort or tanks or armour that the 21st have access to. We do get three snipers, or up to three snipers. We do get up to three Piats, everybody's favourite anti-tank weapon, and we do get up to three light mortars. Again, everybody's favourite mortar. We don't get the free observer, but we do get to choose a national rule, so I'm not quite sure what that's going to be. So I'm just painting them up at the moment because it's 700 points of airborne. There's not an awful lot of airborne to paint. So I'm just painting those up and getting them ready. And I have it in my mind I might do a mini battle board for them. For 450 points combat patrol at Adepticon. Excuse me, guys, I've got a frog in my throat. I was kind of half thinking about taking the Dutch. They would probably do all right. 450 points is an odd points level. The rules for Adepticon are you can have nothing with a 2-inch template. You can't have any armour plus 9 or over, I think it is. You can't, you've got to use generic list. You can't use any campaign lists. You can't double up on anything apart from infantry. What else can you do? I think those are roughly, so you're kind of hamstrung to bog standard generic stuff with no sort of big tanks. Not that you could get a big tank for 450 points anyway and be legal. I think we might see the odd Stuart. In fact, was contemplating taking a Stuart myself. So I'm thinking I could take the Dutch. I could take Russians, because a Tokarev off for 60 points is a pretty good shout at 450. I could take Japanese, just because they are all fanatics, which is pretty handy. Oh, we don't get special, we don't get the national rules for free units, and you're not allowed to take any air or artillery observers. So I was thinking about maybe taking Japanese, maybe doing something different with them. Thinking of taking Australians and playing the native irregulars, which gives you a little bit of flexibility. But when I start making, like everything in bot action, when I start making a list, I can't quite get enough toys in to make me happy, to cover all things. And I'm desperate to take something that's anti-tank. And to be honest, really, are we going to get a huge amount of anti-tanks? We'll probably see the odd armoured car. And as I say, we're going to see the odd Stuart. So yes, I guess you have to take something just in case. Not quite sure what though. With the Dutch, I suppose I could take their armoured car, the Landsberg. It's plus 8, it's about 125 points, which is a good whack of your army, to be honest, at 450. Limits you on other things. So, yeah, problems. 450 is a real difficult one to build an army for. I even thought about Finnish. Finnish would be quite interesting with their advance and go into ambush rule. So, lots of choices. Who knows what I'll eventually come up with. Hopefully, I'll get a place and we will decide next week. I've also got some Marine models, US Marine models, which I've been threatening to build for about 2 years, and I thought, oh, this could be the perfect chance. So I was looking at Marine lists. They could take a Stuart. So I might take Marines. Oh, who knows? The choices are endless. And this is what we love about the game. What else is reaching my mind with bolt action? Lots of things happening sort of internationally for me at the moment, being contacted by the guys in Italy who are getting their national championships going. Next week I'll have some news on a more personal basis about myself in bolt action, so looking forward to a new role that I have for bolt action. Looking forward next week, obviously, as I said, there's Cambridge too far as on, but I'll be meeting up with John Russell from Warlord USA. He's coming across. He's actually going to play this year. Last year he came across to observe, but this year we've got him playing. I think he's playing an American list, so that'll be interesting. The new rules, well, not new rules, but the clarification on the rules for air observers is interesting. If you get a plane up in the sky, I was always under the impression that if you had one in the sky and hadn't come in, you couldn't bring another one in. But apparently you can. So you could potentially have an airplane brought in by the air observer turn one, which doesn't roll a one but rolls a two or a three, and it's redirected, and then that next turn you can bring another plane in, and if they both score a 4, 5, or 6, you've got two aircraft strikes, which could be potentially crippling to somebody. So I'm going to do some research and just double check that that's the case. But I could see, if that is the case, American air observers suddenly becoming a lot more popular again after their recent sorties. And it also makes me wonder about the flak rule. Would flak come in just on one of the planes, or would you have to split fire on the two planes with whatever flak you have, or would you get a full flak shot at one and a full flak shot at the other? Oh, these other interesting questions will be sorted out in the coming weeks. I've got some rules clarifications for the guys over who are coming to Poland. Those are going to get done tomorrow. We're answering a few questions there, starting to look forward to Poland, starting to get our fingers out of certain orifices and getting the scenery put together. So very much looking forward to Poland and even starting to look ahead to the following year's competition, which we are considering taking to Spain at the moment. Trying to talk Dave into choosing somewhere near a beach. So if you want to bring family and friends, you can, and there's at least something for them to do. What else is happening internationally? Looking forward, I've got a reserve spot for French nationals at the Overlord Museum on June the 9th, D-Day. Looking forward to that. I'm going to be going anyway, and I'm not very good at understanding the French, to be honest with you, but we got a note coming back saying that if you wanted to, you could be put up in a tent in the field at the Overlord Museum, and on the morning of June the 9th, you would be awoken by the sound of tank engines starting, because they're going to be in the field. They're doing a big D-Day remembrance, commemoration kind of thing. So that would be interesting. It's a bit like being down at Bovington on Tank Fest Day. What else have we got on the horizons? That was international. Locally, we've got a few competitions starting up here in Scotland. We've got one in spring. We've got another promoter, is quite the wrong word, but somebody else trying to promote a new competition. And we've got a couple of new shows in Scotland. Well, one in Glasgow, which has been crying out for one for a while. It'll be interesting to see how they go down. Now that the bolt action season is into full swing and underway, I'm going to try and improve the bolt action fixture list that we have. I'm going to look for a way that we can add links to make it easier to enter the competitions. Now that I have a list of most of the ones coming up, if you hear of any competitions coming up that I have missed off my list, the list is pinned to the warhq.co.uk's Facebook page. It's pinned to the top of the page. You can like, comment, or send me a message there if you've got a competition coming up, or if I, heaven forbid, have made a mistake in any of the listings, or just any other comments about it, I would be very pleased to have them. So please keep me up to date with those competitions. We'll be looking to different things shortly. I've got something exciting for myself happening next week, which we'll bring you more information on. And I am starting to get to the point where I am drivelling on. So I think the next podcast we're going to have, we're going to do one on the car with Brian. Getting to be a show regular now. Brian will become even more regular very shortly. We will do a podcast on the way down to the Cambridge Too Far. We'll do a podcast at the Cambridge Too Far, no doubt. We'll meet lots of people down there. And we'll be doing a podcast on the way up. So you'll be podcasted to death next week. We'll probably meet the guys from Juggernaut Podcast. We'll meet the guys from the Down Order Podcast. Sam at the Down Order Podcast, he should be there. And Ken, the eccentric man, he should be there. So we'll look forward to seeing them. But for now, it's Paul here at the War Room saying goodbye once again. And listen to the message from the War HQ, our sponsors, just after this. Take care, guys. Mahalo for now. So, you listen to the show. Now it's time to visit thewarhq.co.uk for all your bolt action needs. And remember to use the code POD21, that's P-O-D 21 to get 20% off and free postage and packaging. See you on the next show.